Reports of sexual abuse at private schools and boarding schools have been in the news with some frequency lately, particularly since the Boston Globe Spotlight began an ongoing series on the issue last year. In response, the National Association of Independent Schools and the Association of Boarding Schools just put out recommendations for how to prevent these types of abuses from happening again. Jetta Bernier, who leads Massachusetts Citizens for Children, an advocacy group for victims of child sex abuse in the state, helped write those recommendations as part of an 11-member task force. She joins us now. Thank you now for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Jack.
So let's dive right in. What is new in this report?
The report focuses on two specific areas. One is how to prevent sexual abuse from occurring in the first place, which should be everyone's goal. And secondly, when a case comes up, how does one deal with it in a transparent way that will really support victims and will help the school to address it in a very proper way. But on the prevention side, which is really what our specific focus is, you know, we've identified in the field about five major areas where schools need to concentrate on. The first is to train their staff and their volunteers on a regular basis about child sexual abuse, about boundary-violating behaviors that could be precursors to sexual abuse. And so this report really talks about some of the content of that training. We are also talking about the need to screen prospective employees and volunteers. Another very important part of this is the notion of developing a code of conduct. We don't have to wait until we find reports of sexual abuse and we identify abused kids. Many of these grooming practices can be identified early on. And so the report talks about the need to identify boundary-violating behaviors that, if left unchecked, could in fact escalate to reportable sexual abuse offenses. You know, there are a few other things thrown in here, including the need to take a look at your physical spaces to make sure that you can reduce opportunities for sexual abuse. And also, importantly, you know, having protocols on reporting cases that are either disclosed by a student or where you suspect that abuse may be occurring.
So how did you come up with those specific recommendations?
Over the course of the past many years, you know, we have begun to understand the MO of those who would sexually abuse children. And so based on that information, we've been able to now construct appropriate responses, you know, where we're not allowing sexual abusers to abuse children with impunity. We're going to be basically saying to them, we know how you do this and your game is up. So this is a great day, and I think we're going to see more cases of sexual abuse identified early on, and hopefully we will see a reduction in these cases.
Are we going to see results from these recommendations immediately? Will it take time for their effects to be felt? Could we see potentially an uptick in cases early on as reporting becomes better?
None of the members of these organizations are going to be required to do this. They don't have the capacity to urge them to do this. But I think that schools across the board, both public and private, are beginning to understand that they've got to do the right thing on this issue. They can no longer lawyer up or, you know, hire communication consultants to control the, you know, the information coming out about these cases. I think schools in general want to do the right thing, and those who lead these schools, you know, also want to make sure that their schools are safe. So I suspect this report will be very well received, and that many, many schools will begin to take a look at, you know, what is it that we can do today.
You work as an advocate for children who are abused. How frustrated are you that this panel was needed in the first place? In other words, that this issue became such a problem that a task force was needed to tell schools that we entrust with our children how to keep them from being sexually assaulted.
You know, we are excited about the fact that, you know, this is finally being discussed openly. We hope that schools will be transparent in the future, that when they encounter individuals who are having these kinds of issues, they'll be confronted early on. You know, we are energized by this effort. And we hope that it will move the needle on this issue.
Jetta Bernier with the advocacy group Massachusetts Citizens for Children, thank you for speaking with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you.